WWJD leads to unfortunate and followed the layabout. July 24th, 2007, and this is NH34 News. Baltimore, South Carolina. Robert Paulson, unlicensed electrician, amateur philatelist, and talent reserves, was paying an unexpected visit by a member of a local church last weekend. During the untrusted and informal meeting of the unnamed visitor, discussed with Robert such subjects as the weather, sports, politics, and the future status of Robert's immortal soul. Mr. Paulson was at as to learn that he was destined to be a premature resident through an unfully unpleasant place called hell because he, a devout agnostic, failed to believe in the divinity of one Jesus H. Christ. A surprisingly pale person from the Middle East, Mr. Christ functioned as both Lord and Savior during his travels around that area. From approximately 0 to 30 AD, some people believe that he continued to fill those roles even today, despite the fact that the mandatory retirement age is 65. Also, he's dead.
Oh, jeez, yeah! I was shocked when I found out that Bob wasn't going to be dead after he dies, said his visual Mariah. It was the third free night they tested from the church, brought himself from the Tractathon, and Sunday morning to tell us all about it!
Reports are sketchy, but it appears that the visitor asked Mr. Paulson to straighten out his life while he still had the chance, by praying regularly, visiting the church regularly, and giving out money to the church. Also regularly.
Bob asked him! But how can I, a simple man with one leg longer than the other, double joint thumbs, and more testicle, most easily achieve such a marvelous and entirely unimaginary future? The TMI. Truth to judge are applied, just as yourself. WWJD.
WWJD is an acronym that stands for What Would Jesus Do? It is a popular mental exercise that same of the population, known as Tristans, used to avoid reading through the mainly wordy and confusedly phrased passages of the New Testament to find out what Mr. Christ actually did in a given situation. Many people have been injured, dilled, and arrested for asking WWJD, a Tristan that rarely leads to them trying to tell epilepsy through tots, water, or raise the dead. WWJD is an acronym that stands for What Would Jesus Do? It is a popular mental exercise that same of the population, known as Tristans, used to avoid reading through the mainly wordy and confusedly phrased passages of the New Testament to find out what Mr. Christ actually did in a given situation. Many people have been injured, dilled, and arrested for asking WWJD, a Tristan that rarely leads to them trying to tell epilepsy through tots, water, or raise the dead. Faced with this lack of trying to avoid reading the Bible, agnostics don't feel a need to ponder just what, in fact, Jesus would do. They don't wonder what Jesus would do in a wide array of everyday situations, like giving the dog a bath, waiting for the bus, riding on the stairs, or making the clock on the VCR so another time than 12 o'clock. All tasks that Tristan finds greatly simplified when they stop first to think about what Jesus would have done in the same situation.
Before that left, he'd have some pamphlets and stuff, said Mimer. But let me tell you, Bob's just had to be up storm that night, feeling a bunch of real important stuff. For example, did these films turn me out of a lifetime? Mama says that people have been saying that for almost 2,000 years, but she's from Oregon. I started listening as she told me that you know overtake me regular. All this made me, number two for a couple of days. I think she's on drugs!
One of the pamphlets contained, in simple point form of telephone illustrations, information on how someone named Dodd impregnated immensely a virgin of his Holy Spirit, himself drained his child who was also him. After she gave birth to him, he wandered around telling people about how his father, who was also him, set himself to earth to show people there on that he was the only one and only path to himself, this ensured that he would be married, which was just what he planned to happen to his son, who was also him. He then resurrected himself and returned to sit beside himself on his own right hand. This sacrifice was necessary because in an early episode, he made a wholeheartedly based rule that Adam broke after his sitter and identical twin Eve told him that a taunting state said in the voice that in Adam's head, played by Dot, was lying about the consequences of disobeying this rule. Later in the story, Adam married his sister and together they settled down to raise a family. The story fails the details on just how good their children were playing the banjo. Jesus also reportedly died for his sins. Before he even did them, he told the depraved pervert.
So Papa's all putting up this Jesus died. There's a temple tales in the story that he wrote before he was Jesus. Didn't obey an order that was based on a threat that they have not possibly understood. And also because Pop, that's a warm feeling down in his no-no place when he feeds about my ho-ho, said Mima between tears. Then this morning, he was driving around in front of a Walmart trying to find his base. So he asked himself, WWJD. Next thing I know, he's done and nailed himself to a cross in a parking lot. Then this morning, he was driving around in front of a Walmart trying to find his base. So he asked himself, WWJD. Next thing I know, he's done and nailed himself to a cross in a parking lot.
I felt very bad for that when we turned to find Walmart on the map. Lane the assistant manager of the Walmart, Stephen Papalalidis. Eventually, that surgery to start boy, who is from Romania, I think, to be interdicted for 2x4. The value of an 8-foot lathe from Walmart at rollback price at 30 cents a foot. Sergi is currently pleased that he did not be reached for torment, although he is rumored to be asking himself, what would Jesus do in his situation? I'm going to trade for our news and thank you for joining us. Stay safe.